1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. No sentencing date's been announced for Hunter Biden, but the court of public opinion is weighing in after the president's son was convicted of lying about his drug use on a form that he filled out when he bought a gun.
He had lived a life that has gotten him to this point.
Was Hunter Biden guilty? Based on what I read, what I saw, sure he was guilty.
Faces up to 25 years in prison, but legal experts say it's unlikely he'll serve much, if any, time behind bars. The president travels to Italy today for G7 meetings. There'll be information released on the U.S. economy, the latest consumer price index. Primary voters in four states were at the polls on Tuesday. In Nevada, Sam Brown won the Republican Senate primary. He'll face two-term Democratic Senator Jackie Rosen in November. And as Secretary of State Antony Blinken pushes a ceasefire proposal in the Middle East, Hezbollah fired a barrage of rockets into northern Israel. This is ABC News. Today marks 30 years since Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman were murdered in Los Angeles, the beginning of the events that set up O.J. Simpson's trial of the century.
If Nicole Brown Simpson were alive today, she would have been 65 years old. Ron Goldman would be 55. It was a murder case the world watched.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
So many years after the murders, Nicole's sisters talking to our Diane Sawyer about what she would be like today.
Oh my gosh, what would she look like?
Beautiful.
I know.
She'd be fit.
Ron Goldman's family members are still fighting for money they never received from a civil judgment against O.J. Simpson. Alex Stone, ABC News.
An off-duty security guard's been charged with murder in Washington State. Authorities say he stopped three teens outside of a store near Seattle because of what he believed was a gun, but was actually an airsoft pistol. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM. 1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Sync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
The Todd Allbush Show.
Jane Matt Nair, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
Okay, I'm
How
on.
About that?
I'm on.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
Have you been wanting to try non-surgical body sculpting but unsure where to start? We can help.
A skincare minute with skincare expert Michelle Neeson.
M-Sculpt Neo is a game changer in the world of body contouring. With its dual technology of heat and magnetic energy, Neo can reduce fat by 30% and increase muscle mass by 25%. With Neo, you can enjoy simple, comfortable sessions and no downtime. You'll even feel stronger in just a few sessions. One patient recently said, "I can tell in my crunches and golf swing. I wish I had known about this sooner." This was after only 2 treatments. M-Sculpt Neo is perfect for those looking to kickstart their fitness journey, enhance their athletic performance, or simply feel more confident in their own skin.
Let your natural beauty shine through.
To learn more, visit rejuvenationclinicofsaukprairie.com.
The Hood Man, who is currently unemployed, thought that he had the job with the Atlanta Falcons, only to realize hours before they gave it to Raheem Morris that he was not getting that job. Not only did he not get that job, according to an ESPN source, Bob Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, warned his good buddy Blank, quote, not to trust Bill, end of quote. Seems to me very likely that the Hood has already coached his last NFL game.
96.7 FM, 1670 AM, The Zone.
There's a tune to get you started on a Wednesday morning. Welcome in, everyone. I'm Farm Director Pam Yockey. Yes, this is the Midwest Farm Report. Boy, oh boy, here comes the heat. We knew it was going to be on the way sooner or later, but it seems like it's going to drive in all at once. Today's daytime highs, no matter where you are in Wisconsin, mid to upper 80s. It's going to be a sticky day for sure. Little bit of a breeze to help us weather our way through out of the southwest, about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Not a lot of sunshine. It's going to be filtered through with clouds. Again, tonight we've got about a 50% chance of rain or showers developing probably after 7 p.m. Stumacher Ag Meteorologist has all the weather details you're looking for, but prepare for the heat today. Good news is the Alliant Energy Center in Madison is air conditioned. That's where the 95th Wisconsin State FFA convention continues today. Our own Aubrey Schlimgen was there, stumbled on some really interesting proficiency award winners, taking spent grain from a brewery operation, turning it into dog treats. That's just one of the stories we're investigating this morning. And a big announcement from the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection yesterday. If you're planning on exhibiting lactating dairy cows at county fairs, you're going to want to pay attention. New testing requirements go into effect today. I really love the change-up I'm seeing at Bavaria Sausage. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yockey reminding you, shop online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, BavariaSausage.com, or better yet, let your nose lead you to the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. Bavaria Sausage, more expanded hours. Their retail location open now Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturdays 9 until 1. And like I said, let your nose lead you. The old world flavors are in the air. And if it's time for a brat fry, they'll be outdoors sharing those smells and those flavors. And I like the change up there, too. They're featuring different brats, different sausages every time they hold that event. Follow them on social media to find out for the next scheduled brat fry. And like I said, the old world flavor stays intact, but be sure to pay attention to new flavors being offered all the time. Bavaria Sausage, corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg.
All eyes are on how the corn, soybeans, and wheat are progressing going into the growing season. But today we're taking a look at a crop not normally talked about here on the Farm Show, sugar peas. I'm Stephanie Hoff from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. This morning we head to the hoop houses in eastern Wisconsin to talk to Ryan Sullivan. He didn't know he had a green thumb until he and his wife decided to start gardening when they were expecting their first child. Their love of growing food grew so much that when Ryan retired from his 26-year career in the U.S. Air Force, they decided to start farming. After taking beginning farmer classes, going to conferences, and finding land in Wisconsin, Sullivan Family Farm in Manitowoc was born.
Our home farm is approximately 5 acres. And obviously, that's where we started out with, so that gave us about 3 acres to set up for grazing. We started with Katahdin hair sheep for grazing. We have gotten into cattle, started to expand a little bit. We started putting up hoop houses right away. We put our first one up in 2015. We have 5 hoop houses now and 1 greenhouse. A lot of help from the Natural Resource Conservation Service through their EQIP program. They'll help cost share to build hoop houses. We'll talk about that in a little bit, what a huge advantage those are to get your crops going early and also help push into the fall. So the home farm is a lot of the hoop house production in our wash pack room. We also rent 40 acres just up the road. 2 acres of that we have set up in our outdoor garden, and the other 38 acres we have set up for rotational grazing. And we move the sheep and cattle together, then we follow them with the egg layers in the egg mobile. So we're a diversified farm.
What is your market, and how much of that processing side of things are you doing on the farm as well?
Everything's being washed and packaged on the farm. Our one nice garage, central garage on the farm has been converted. Our sales room is on the side, and the majority of it is our wash pack room. We were able to build a walk-in cooler inside, so 12 foot by 12 foot, which is really necessary to step up and start to serve some of the wholesale markets that we provide to now. Regardless of what we're dealing with, if it's salad greens, heads of lettuce, peas that we're talking about today, when we harvest, we want to get them inside and get them cooled off. We have to get the field heat off, get it cooled down. Then, of course, wash package. We want to get things cool and dry. So when we deliver to wholesale customers or the farm stand that we have, you know, we have something that's fresh, crisp, and dry, just beautiful, and it's going to be fresh within hours.
Sullivan Family Farm is also one of more than 100 Wisconsin farms working with this year's Wisconsin Local Food Purchase Assistance Program. Ryan, tell me about your work in this new market.
Yes, that's something we're really thankful to be involved with. We had a contract last year, and we also have a contract this year, so it's really a best-case scenario program. We market into the program. We're paid, so it's kind of wholesale for us. We receive the contract for a certain amount, and we project the amount of vegetables and meat products put in. Then the food is shipped to food pantries, food distribution places that qualify to receive it. And we've been able to work with Grow It Forward in Manitowoc, which is a great food pantry. They'll put on community meals. We've been able to move a lot of fresh vegetables, a lot of ground beef and ground lamb into there. So we're very thankful to be a part of that.
And a perfect example of how your service to the community continues on through agriculture. As you said earlier, peas are the focus of the conversation today. And let's talk about peas, another specialty crop grown here in Wisconsin. Why peas?
Oh, peas are awesome. I say peas are just green magic. They are so good. They're so fresh, crunchy. We produce the snap peas or sugar peas. We don't produce a lot of the shelling peas. We love the snap peas with the hoop houses that we have. Our peas in the hoop house are between 7 and 8 feet tall right now. And now that they're producing, it's just going full scale. Kind of like the first tomatoes of the season, those first fresh peas, people really, really value that. They are selling just as fast as we can get them to market, as fast as we can put them out. They're fun and easy to grow. They grow like crazy. It's just incredible how much comes out of what you start as just a little plant, a little seedling.
Some of the advantages, thanks to the hoop houses, which is, you know, probably why they're so tall so early.
Absolutely. It allows us to get more than a two-month jump on production. Our outdoor plantings of peas, they're about a foot tall right now. So we're trellising those, and they're growing. Being able to get in that protected environment and obviously keep them warm, keep the consistent watering on them, they really thrive. So having the hoop houses to grow in makes an enormous difference for us and a lot of growers. Anyone that utilizes knows it's all about season extension. So getting an early start with the peas is just a great benefit.
What is the time window for peas in Wisconsin?
The majority of pea production, they're going to start to be available in June, July for outdoor production. Most of the peas grown in Wisconsin are in the central sands and east central part of the state. We're able to get an early start on that with the hoop houses. But again, our outdoor plantings, we won't be harvesting those till we get into June, the beginning of July. So kind of right in the normal area. And everything's always dependent on weather, but it's been pretty decent. It was an easy winter. It's been a kind of an early spring. So hopefully everybody's off to a head start.
Why do you call them green magic? Is it more than just how fast they grow?
They're just so good. They're so fresh. That crunch, the snap, it's a simple thing. They're fresh, delicious. That's exactly what we want to be producing. Nutrient dense. They've got a lot of vitamin C. They've got iron, vitamin K. There's a lot of good that comes in addition to that sweet, the sweet taste and just that fresh crunch. They check all the boxes for me, something that I love to grow, love to eat them, and I'm really, really happy to, proud to provide that to everybody.
Are they approved by the kiddos as well?
The ones we have to sell are the ones that my 5-year-old daughter didn't get. So Yeah, the kids love them, especially our 5-year-old. They're her peas, if you ask her. So she goes in the hoop house and just starts munching away. And that's the kind of the main goal of why we wanted to start a farm. That's the main goal of also moving back to Wisconsin. We wanted to have that experience for the kids. We're not a certified organic farm. We do use organic methods, so we don't use anything for weed control or insect control. And when my daughter comes in the hoop house and just starts grabbing stuff and munching and eating, that's exactly what we wanted.
And it sounds like this is an opportunity in the future for other families to kind of enjoy the same thing at your farm. What do you envision for the next step when you do start inviting the public out?
We absolutely want to share what we're doing. We want to share some of that experience especially to anyone that hasn't been out to a farm. There are plenty of people that don't have any sort of ag background or experience. We want to share how we're building soil. We want to share how we produce, how we keep things healthy, how we deal with problems without using sprays, without using chemical. There's a lot to that. It takes more work. You know, we're proud of what we're producing. We're always learning. I'm more of a student right now at 48 years old than I ever have been in my entire life, and I love it. There's so much to learn. There's so much to improve and do better. We have a lot to share. We have a really good story to share.
And that's why Sullivan Family Farm in Manitowoc will be in the 2025 cohort of the peer-to-peer mentorship program with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. Sullivan Family Farm is home to livestock and many specialty crops, but right now peas are the headliner as the harvest continues into early July. Ryan Sullivan is proud to say that his products are not only accessible at their farm stand, but also they go to feed the community through the state's local food purchase assistance program. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as ag meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores, find your station, and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Consider yourself a snowbird with property in the south, or just like to vacation there. You'll want to keep an eye on what's predicted to be an active hurricane season from now through the end of November. Forecasters say that there's an 85% chance of above the normal number of hurricanes, especially in the Atlantic Basin. Here's what it could look like. 17 to 25 storms, 8 to 13 of them becoming hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could be major. If you're wondering why, temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are near record warmth, and La Niña conditions are developing, and both of these support the formation of tropical storms. No matter where you go, it's information to keep you and your family weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Bob Lord from Patriotic Millionaires joins us at 10:33. And you're on the road with Jane and Todd in Richland Center Live. Join us.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10. The talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
A day, you know, all those little lousy looking corn plants that are standing out there, the kind of shrivelly looking soybeans are going to get a pop a growing units today, aren't they?
Well, today, tomorrow, and still Friday, so I think things should start to look better.
That's all right. That's all right. I mean, we knew it was coming, and it's the FFA convention. That's usually when it shows up. But let's talk a little bit about the severe weather elements, Stu, because that one's catching my attention. I was mentioning to Stu off air that some of the weather personalities that are chiming in on the forecast this morning are kind of cautioning people about the potential for severe weather. This has been a conversation a lot of people have brought up, the amped up awareness days, alert days, that kind of stuff. What say you, old farm boy?
Well, I say it absolutely makes sense. Think about it. You said it yourself. 10 to 15 degree temperature jump. The heat builds up. We get sunshine in between. A little weak front brought some inconsequential rain yesterday. A few drops in my rain gauge, a few hundredths of an inch here and there in Wisconsin. But now we still have another front forming out to the west. And as the heat builds up, that causes the atmosphere to become very unstable. And any little change, like that cool front swinging in from the west, could absolutely fire off some rain. Showers, without a doubt. And with the built-up heat and the instability, thunderstorms not out of the question. What I'm seeing right now, the maps I've been looking at, and they'll be updated in a few more hours, but the ones at this point indicating a more likelihood of what could be severe weather from northern Iowa into just far western Wisconsin, La Crosse, Eau Claire, Park Falls, Rice Lake, Hayward, and up into Minnesota. The Twin Cities may actually become somewhat more of a bullseye for what could be a severe weather chance, and that would happen late evening into the nighttime. That doesn't mean none of the rest of us will see it. It could happen anywhere with that instability, the heat that builds up today. A pop-up shower, a thunderstorm, if you will, could become severe. Right now, it looks like very strong winds and maybe some hail becoming a bigger threat in that area. I talked about Minnesota and northern Iowa, maybe a thunderstorm possibility there. There are some scattered showers this morning, northwestern, almost half of Minnesota and back into the Dakotas. So the activity is developing ahead of that low. The front's still back in North Dakota. So we're going to see some warmth, more clouds today, and some rain chance. It may even happen late afternoon in western Wisconsin, especially the northwest part of the state, and then cross through the state tonight, exiting out of here into the day Thursday, and we start to dry it out a little bit then and maybe cool off a couple of degrees toward the weekend. I'll have forecast details right after this.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Keeping Wisconsin strong.
They believe in protecting the families and children in our farming communities. Kids love to be included in the daily farm activities, but accidents can happen quickly. Reduce the chance of injury by making sure your farm is a safe environment for adults and kids. Learn more at ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
All righty, Stu, let's have a few more details aside from the heat on what we better look for or pay attention to today.
All right, the Compere Financial Ag Weather Update includes a little patchy fog in the north, an air quality alert all along the Lake Michigan shore in the east, and otherwise a bright start, but clouds increase today. There may even be a rain chance late today in the northwest. Temps in the mid and upper 80s, with winds becoming more southwest, about 5 to 10. More clouds overnight, showers and thunderstorms developing through the nighttime, first in the west, late in the east. Nighttime temps in the mid and upper 60s. South winds 5 to 10. Some shower or thunderstorm chance tomorrow morning. Maybe a redevelopment late in the day. Otherwise, more sun breaking back out. Still in the low and mid 80s. Southwest and west winds 5 to 10. More sunshine for Friday, Pam. Upper 70s and very low 80s with the north breeze. Rainfall amounts look to me like a quarter inch, maybe a bit more. And if there is a storm, you could have some localized heavy amounts.
All right. Good deal. Well, we'll wait and see what unfolds. Appreciate it, Stu. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.
All right, have a great day.
Stumacher, ag meteorologist with your Compure Financial Ag Weather Update. Compure Financial is your financial partner committed to agriculture and rural America. Check out more, compure.com. And don't forget our talk text line, 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like Skee Ball, made in Wisconsin. Just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of skee ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends? To work on your attention span? Or to win a prize, like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the skee ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL-HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL-HHS or the U.S. government.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com, and remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. No sentencing date's been announced for Hunter Biden, but the court of public opinion is weighing in after the president's son was convicted of lying about his drug use on a form that he filled out when he bought a gun.
He had lived a life that has gotten him to this point.
Was Hunter Biden guilty? Based on what I read, what I saw, sure he was guilty.
Faces up to 25 years in prison, but legal experts say it's unlikely he'll serve much, if any, time behind bars. The president travels to Italy today for G7 meetings. There'll be information released on the U.S. economy, the latest consumer price index. Primary voters in 4 states were at the polls on Tuesday. In Nevada, Sam Brown won the Republican Senate primary. He'll face 2-term Democratic Senator Jackie Rosen in November. And as Secretary of State Antony Blinken pushes a ceasefire proposal in the Middle East, Hezbollah fired a barrage of rockets into northern Israel. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin tourism had a record-breaking year in 2023, bringing in $25 billion in profit. Travel Wisconsin Communications Director Craig Trost says this is the second year in a row Wisconsin tourism recorded record-breaking numbers.
Tourism's economic impact grew in all 72 Wisconsin counties in 2023, and that was led by 45.9 million overnight visits to Wisconsin. That was up about 500,000 from 2022.
Milwaukee County alone brought in $4 billion. Wisconsin tourism continues to be one of the largest drivers of Wisconsin's economy. The Wisconsin DNR announced it will be awarding almost $600,000 in urban forestry grants to cities, counties, and nonprofit organizations. The grants will fund projects that help cities manage their trees and improve urban forestry. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers defense is excited. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the Packers three-day minicamp here in Green Bay, where players like linebacker Quay Walker are talking about their new defense under coordinator Jeff Hafley.
It's a lot of stuff that I did in college, and I think that translates very well for a lot of us. I think like his attention to details and everything like that and how we are so far, but everything stands out about his defense because it's similar to what I've done before. Not only that, but a lot of guys as well, so I love it so far.
Matt Loeffler giving veteran defensive backs like Jair Alexander and Keyshawn Nixon time off. That meant more time for backup safety Zane Anderson, who had three interceptions in one day.
Yeah, once you get one and two, then it kind of starts, it's like a magnet. You know, you see a lot of guys do that, and so he threw it up there, and it was 2 minutes, so I picked it up and went down on the ground to seal the game, so it's good.
Baseball, the Brewers and Blue Jays wrapping up their series at American Family Field. We'll have a recap coming up. The Crew losing last night 3-0. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome entertainment reporter from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Chris Foran, and home show host extraordinaire and comedian Mike Siegel joins me.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine with highs in the low to mid 80s. Showers and storms tonight and a low of 68. It will be breezy. Breezy for Thursday, mostly sunny with a high around 83. Friday, sunny, 78. Saturday, partly sunny, 78. That's weather on WGBW. Currently 53 degrees.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. While new messaging from the Republican National Committee and former President Donald Trump encourages turnout by early, absentee, or mail-in voting, GOP lawyers in Nevada, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Mississippi, and Oregon are simultaneously challenging the rules and legitimacy of mail-in voting. Following years of claiming widespread mail-in voter fraud, Donald Trump implored his followers June 4th to swamp the vote. Quote, "Whether you vote early, absentee, by mail, or in person, we must swamp the radical Democrats with massive turnout." May 20th, a U.S. Supreme Court challenge by GOP candidates to Oregon's mail-in voting failed when the high court refused the case. June 5th, appeals were heard after Delaware laws permitting a permanent absentee voter list and early voting were struck down in a case brought by the state GOP chair. In Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Mississippi, the GOP is challenging whether ballots with no postmark or date or arriving after Election Day can be counted. Drop boxes also continue to be an issue. The Wisconsin Supreme Court appears poised to restore drop boxes after a previous conservative court banned them. But Wyoming's Secretary of State recently urged county election officials to stop using them while citing no evidence of misuse. An attorney in Oregon's case told the Oregon Capital Chronicle, "Vote by mail is an abomination, and we will fight it every possible way we can." Find more reporting linked at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Mino and the Mayor.
Ben, buddy, it's nice to see you. You like it here. You're going to stay here. Your kids are young.
Yeah, 6 and 4. Yeah.
Boys or girls?
Boy and a girl.
I sent you a card when you had
Vince. Yeah. Thank you. He sent me a card when I had Vince. Oh, and Vince. Said, I think Vince. Either your dad or you will be mayor one day in the city. We still have it somewhere. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I love it.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted.
A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Big announcement from the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection yesterday that's going to impact a lot of county fairs in Wisconsin, and more importantly, you exhibitors that plan on taking lactating dairy cows to those fairs or exhibitions. Welcome back, everyone. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. This is the Midwest Farm Report. Stephanie Hoff is on the way with a conversation. Our Wisconsin State Veterinarian, Dr. Darlene Conkle, made the announcement yesterday. She's got all the details up in just moments. So today it's going to be a hot day. You are going to have to focus a lot of attention in on taking care of your animals. Our temperatures today are going to jump a good 10 degrees. We'll be in the mid to upper 80s all across the state. That brings with it a possibility of showers, maybe a thunderstorm. Got to keep an eye on this weather overnight. And then tomorrow, we're looking at a little bit more of the same. Thursday, chance of thunderstorms before 7 p.m., so it's partly cloudy all day long. Daytime highs on Thursday, again, expected to be in the mid and upper 80s. And now you know. It's a Wednesday. That means it's time for us to catch up with our friends from the Steffes Group. Oh, come on. You can spell it with me. STEFFESgroup.com. That is the site you want to check out for anything that you're looking for. And I mean literally anything. It's that time of the year when a lot of folks are cleaning up and getting out on a lot of things that you might be interested in. We'll talk more about that with Ashley in just a moment. Always want to remind you, too, that if you're already starting to consider an auction, it is a process for sure. And if you want to do it right, you want to start early. So please give them a call, 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. And Ashley Hewn from the Steffes Group is along with us. And literally, I mean, it does seem like that time of the year where cleaning up, getting things out is on a lot of people's minds. But that's good for a lot of people searching for that stuff. Hi, Ashley.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, we've talked about just a massive amount of equipment that's going to be sold in June. Those dealer auctions we were talking about last week, a couple of them have passed. Check out the prices on that. But even today is our bi-monthly sale, so another 400 lots just this morning is going to sell. And then we look till tonight, the Sorensen rental auction is I got to say, it's got something for everybody on. He was a small dealership that sold every kind of bale feeder, bale wagon, small equipment. He has passed away, so we're doing a two-part auction. This is the second part with all the equipment.
Boy, and like you said, there's so many people at this stage of the year where maybe you picked up a couple steers or the kids are in some projects, and you know that just one little investment could make a big difference as far as the ease of operation and finishing out animals, et cetera. This sounds like a perfect place to take a look at what's available.
Yeah, it really is. I keep telling people it's a 4-H'er's dream because, you know, just about everything on there could be on your wish list as far as a little hobby farm goes. So a lot of interest in the sale, you know, anything from steer stuffers to line bunk feeders, all that kind of stuff. It's all on there. You know, as far as the equipment pace, things are just humping along really well. A lot of activity this month.
Outstanding. All right. Like he said, starting 10 o'clock this morning, another auction online you might want to take a look at. All available at steffesgroup.com. And then, like he said, that Sorensen auction. If you've got 4-H kids, FFA projects, or you're just starting out on your own, that's where you want to might cast your eye online and see if there's a little something for you. It's all available online. steffesgroup.com. STEFFESgroup.com. Don't forget about their app that's available to watch items. If you're a little bit busy, it'll keep track of it for you. Or if you've got questions, 800-726-8609. That's Ashley Hoon from the Steffes Group.
Around the clock, your dairy cows rely on you. And when you need support, Compeer Financial is here. Here with cutting-edge ag finance technology, industry knowledge, and local experience to help your farm thrive. As avid supporters of the dairy industry, we tip our hats to you during June Dairy Month and every other month of the year. Contact us at 844-426-6733 or visit Compeer.com today. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
Wisconsin soybean growers have lots of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Details on the new testing requirements for anyone that's going to be moving lactating dairy cattle to county fairs or exhibitions. New announcement from the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection came yesterday afternoon. In effect, as of today, Stephanie Hoff is on the way with the details. First, a quick look at markets from yesterday and today in Chicago. Yesterday, we saw barrel cheese gain 4.25 cents to 201. 40-pound block cheese was up 3.75 cents at 193.5. The AA butter on Tuesday gained 2.5 cents to 310.5 per pound. Now, this morning in Chicago, the July Class 3 milk that goes into cheese currently trading down a penny, 20.50 to 100 weight. The August milk down 6, 20.94. December new crop corn is currently 2 cents stronger at 4.67. November new crop beans are up 3 right now at 11.54. The wheat market went on a tear yesterday, up more than 20 cents before the close. Today, they're giving a little back. Right now, July new crop wheat is down a nickel, 6.21 a bushel. All right, the big news that we've got for you this morning, new testing requirements in effect as of today for lactating milking dairy cattle that are going to be traveling to county fairs and exhibitions. The announcement came yesterday from the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Stephanie Hoff has more details.
Wisconsin has not had a case of highly pathogenic avian influenza in dairy cattle, but the state is requiring a new testing protocol. If you are showing lactating dairy cows at a fair or other exhibition, your animal needs to test negative for the virus before you go. Wisconsin State Veterinarian Dr. Darlene Conkle has the details.
Going into effect on June 19th, those exhibiting lactating dairy cows would need to have a negative test for influenza A at one of the National Animal Health Laboratory Network labs, which we have one in Wisconsin, prior to moving that animal to the fair. And the reason we're doing that is we've been watching the situation nationally. We do not have a case of H5N1, avian influenza in dairy cattle in Wisconsin currently, but we are watching the situation nationally, and we've seen more cases nationally and in more states, including our neighbor states. So we want to minimize opportunities that this virus has to be introduced into Wisconsin or spread among animals in Wisconsin to protect our dairy industry and also our poultry industry and other livestock.
Why did the state decide on fairs and exhibitions and not other areas where cattle congregate, like a sale barn?
Well, we're looking at our regulatory authority and our definitions of fairs and exhibitions. And since animals are commingled at fairs and exhibitions, kind of by definition, and they come from various places, it seemed like an area to address. And the lactating animals have appeared to be a little higher risk to spread this virus because they concentrate the virus in their milk. So that's why we're looking at fairs and exhibitions. Markets are in our rule exempted under the definition of a fair or exhibition. And markets also have additional requirements in our rules for record keeping, for traceability, and other things.
Dr. Conkle, you said that county fairs had been a part of this conversation. What has their response been?
Well, so far the response has been one of cooperation and collaboration, just wanting to know the best way to get the word out to fairs and to exhibitors, and we're happy to help with that. We've reached out to the Wisconsin Association of Fairs and plan to do some outreach with the Elroy Fair because we do realize they're first. They're coming up at the end of June. We had the effective date of June 19th to try to give people enough time to get a negative test and work with their veterinarian and work with Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Lab to have time to have the test in place. But we also wanted to get out ahead of the bulk of the fair and exhibition season, which starts here at the end of June.
Can you walk us through what is this going to cost dairy exhibitors? And what does the turnaround time look like for a H5N1 test?
Well, the cost of the test itself, of running the test, is covered by USDA. USDA directly provides funding to the National Animal Health Laboratory labs to provide the test itself. So there won't be a direct cost to the producer for the test itself. There is, of course, additional cost involved with shipping that sample and having a veterinarian collect the sample. USDA has recently rolled out additional resources to cover some of those costs as well. Producers can apply to USDA for reimbursement of the costs associated with testing animals, even when moving within the state. So we'll have more information on our website for producers and the fair participants on how they can apply for that funding. We've been working closely with Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Lab in Madison. And they also have a satellite lab in Barron, Wisconsin. They can only run the test in Madison, and they run that 3 days a week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays currently. So any sample that gets to the lab by 1 p.m. on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday gets run the same day, and results are reported out by close of business. If samples arrive on Tuesday or Thursday, they go into the next day's batch. So we're anticipating turnaround time will be reasonable to get this testing done and get results back to folks. We realize that this is a new requirement, and we're certainly willing to work with the early fairs and with WVDL on any questions along the way.
Wisconsin State Veterinarian Dr. Darlene Conkle explaining the details in a new order on lactating dairy cattle. If you are headed to the county fair or other show in the state this summer, your cow needs to test negative for influenza A. This is in an effort to stop the spread of the highly pathogenic avian influenza across animals. The order starts June 19th.
All right. Thank you, Stephanie. Again, June 19th, the date. That's also the beginning of the Elroy Fair in Elroy, Wisconsin. So again, if you're going to be exhibiting lactating dairy animals, you need to find out more. Go to our website, MidwestFarmReport.com, the Department of Agriculture's website, or better yet, talk to your veterinarian on what you have to do next. What we're doing next is catching up at the 95th Wisconsin State FFA Convention. Stand by.
Sign up for daily agriculture updates by joining our email list. Head to MidwestFarmReport.com, enter your email address, and we'll handle the rest. More farm news straight ahead. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
June is Brain Awareness Month, and the Alzheimer's Association estimates more than 120,000 people are living with the disease in Wisconsin. In the Green Bay area, there are two dementia-friendly neighborhoods hosting what's called Purple Angel Trainings. Here's Advocate Casey Kapelczynski.
It starts from the basics. What is dementia? What do you need to understand about the disease? What sort of things should you be recognizing? And how do you best adjust your behavior to interact with them in a way that's positive for each individual in that interaction?
And the sooner dementia is recognized, the more support can be given.
And the more informed we all are, the sooner we can start treating it with the medications that we have, interventions, diet changes, whatever it might be that your physician recommends.
You can always learn more at ALZ.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app. Matinair on Air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno Fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno Fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matinair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Todd Albaugh. Join us next time as we're live in Richland Center with our friend Jane Matinair on the road. Also, Phil Nee from WRCO, WRCE, and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
The 5th Wisconsin State FFA Convention is in full motion. Aubrey Schlimgen, our summer intern, is in full motion as well. This morning, she brings us a story about a young woman from Wausau, Natalie Moran, who is a State Proficiency Award winner with monarch butterflies. She won the Wildlife Supervised Ag Experience Raising Butterflies. She explains more to Aubrey about the supervised ag experience that's made her a winner.
So my proficiency is in the category wildlife management and production, and I raise monarch butterflies in the summer. I started this when I was younger as something to do, something fun to just like watch them grow up. And then I've expanded my efforts and done some sort of community outreach and more of a conservation.
So it's in the wildlife category. When people think about wildlife, they don't think about, you know, insects or something such as like monarch butterflies. So how has that been being in the wildlife production area for a proficiency or supervised agricultural experience? Because it's something people don't really hear of. So how has that been?
I think it's interesting because it's definitely different than something like the plants and the trees, is which you would say is wildlife.
So how has it been raising monarch butterflies? Take us through that. Take us through the process of what it's like to raise a monarch butterfly.
So they usually come out in late July. So the monarchs will come and lay their eggs on the milkweed. Milkweed is their only source of their food. So they lay their eggs on the milkweed, they hatch, and then I usually take them off the plant and put them in special cages that I have for them, because they're often eaten by wasps or birds or other predators, as well as milkweed is being destroyed because a lot of people think they're weeds. But then I keep them in their cages and I take care of them until they develop into chrysalises, and then they will hatch into butterflies after about three or four weeks, and then I just release them.
That's fantastic. And so how many years have you been doing this, and how has it grown throughout the years?
Competitively, this is my second year, but I have been doing this since I was young. It was just a fun way to like see the life cycle of them. I started really small. I mean, when I was younger, I just like put them in a 5-gallon bucket, but now I have actual like cages, and I have a specific garden. I have some wildflowers to attract the pollinators, and I just think it's really, grown from my past few years.
What are some future goals, or what are some things that you want to take into the future?
For my project, I would like to continue it some sort of advocacy when I go to college. So this is my senior year, and I would like to bring more awareness about the species and about their needs and their because they're on the endangered list still.
So now that you've been working in this for a while, and obviously monarch butterflies are on the endangered list, what would you like to take your project to? Are there any specific careers or people that you want to bring this awareness to? Where would you like to take this? Like, what level would you like to take this to?
Probably, I mean, as far as I could take it, getting other people involved as well, community outreach and projects that could be associated with sort of gardens or just promotion of this idea.
Of course. And then when people think about your project and say we haven't covered something already, what would you like people to know about the work that you do that maybe necessarily when they first think about raising monarch butterflies or this wildlife production proficiency area, what is something that you would like people to know that maybe they don't necessarily think of when they first think of what you do?
I'd say that it is really important to not dig up our milkweed. They're endangered because their milkweed is thought of as weeds, but it's really important for it to stay in its natural areas, especially where I live, lots of fields and native wildlife such. So I think it's just important for everyone to know that it's important in our ecosystem.
Of course. Thank you so much, Natalie, for joining us again. That was Natalie Moran here at the 95th Wisconsin State FFA Convention talking about her wildlife production project and supervised agricultural experience. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Aubrey Schlumgen.
Excellent job, Aubrey. Thank you and congratulations, Natalie. Now, that's just one of the stories from the Wisconsin State FFA Convention. Aubrey's been posting pictures and sharing stories of other supervised ag experiences and proficiency award winners, including a family brewery that used the spent grain from the brewing process to make dog treats. That story up at Fabulous Farm Babe on Facebook or Midwest Farm Report on Facebook. We'll have more stories from the 95th Wisconsin State FFA Convention, as well as our guest from EverAg. That's what's on the menu for Thursday. We'll see you right back here at the same time. Stay cool today, folks. Take care of yourselves.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
On Lake Monona with
the Todd Alba Show.
Jane Matinere, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
I'm on.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
An early warning system for crop disease infestations.
A skincare minute with skincare expert Michelle Meeson.
If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops,
many areas
and
of
comes
the body.
In a soluble dry Emsella form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's
our
Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call us quick 811 before
oftentimes,
you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity
so
requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, grudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll
to
up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you
Madison
can avoid all those buried
Sockers
pipes,
like
wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Imagine being able to detect crop diseases earlier and minimizing losses. That's what Insignum Ag Tech brings to the table. The Atlanta, Indiana company's founder and CEO is Kyle Moeller.
We create new genes out of plant DNA that enable the crops to use their pigments to talk to you. So our first piece of technology enables corn leaves to turn purple in the very early stage of disease so the farmers can treat exactly when and where, but only if they actually need to.
Moeller says drone aircraft can detect the color changes and alert growers to the problem sooner than traditional methods of crop scouting. Because the tech involves manipulation of the plant's own genes, Moeller says regulatory issues have to be considered, not just in the U.S.,
some space has become
but elsewhere.
For everything
the
you want to keep in storage,
make use of the wasted space now.
What about the basement, rec room,
and so,
an office,
of course,
extra bedrooms for growing teenagers are all popular uses for an upgraded basement.
Actually,
Improvement is a full-service design and remodeling company specializing in kitchens, baths, and basements. Let's get the conversation started with a complimentary estimate, consultation, and suggestions.
Learn more at
Insignum.com.
AgTech.com.
Design,
that's
create,
farm to fork.
Actuate.
I'm Daryl Anderson.
Your parents moved to a smaller house.
Crude and Dom.
But how'd you end up with their leftover furniture?
The
Crude
Birthday Edition.
And is that a box of sewing patterns from the 1970s?
Less fat jokes, more short jokes.
It's time to call two men and a junk truck. A division of two men and a truck.
The Devil's Advocate.
To get it all the way today. Get a free.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Consider yourself a snowbird with property in the South, or just like to vacation there. You'll want to keep an eye on what's predicted to be an active hurricane season from now through the end of November. Forecasters say that there's an 85% chance of above the normal number of hurricanes, especially in the Atlantic Basin. Here's what it could look like. 17 to 25 storms, 8 to 13 of them becoming hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could be major. If you're wondering why, temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are near record warmth, and La Niña conditions are developing, and both of these support the formation of tropical storms. No matter where you go, it's information to keep you and your family weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
ABC News.